1-800-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You bring up whatever you would like. Take control of these airwaves here as we launch into the second hour of the program. We've talked about an old man who's been threatened by the federal government, local cops, possibly with shooting him down from the sky because he violated some air restrictions that he was not even aware of. And also in the news, the New York gun ban and some of the ramifications of what this means. We had a gentleman call earlier this week who was, you know, pretty concerned about it and kind of went over some of the details, like the one we just told you about, where if a gun has a semi-automatic rifle or even a pistol, has basically a removable magazine and one extra military feature, or military-style feature, as they are called, they are restricted class at that point, and they are no longer allowed to be sold. In addition, they are required to be registered with the state, which, of course, could just open you up to having them confiscated at some point in the future. But there's more to this gun bill, and I know that you guys were both trying to pull up some more information about it, because I'm running around fixing technical difficulties here during the top of the hour. So did either of you pull up anything else interesting about this?
Well, the story I have pretty much reiterates exactly what you said at this point, but that New York has become the first state in America to respond to last month's tragic mass shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, by passing the country's strongest laws against gun ownership on Tuesday. So I guess they're number one now.
The most significant new proposal, according to the New York Times, would require mental health professionals to report to local mental officials when they believe that patients are likely to harm themselves or others.
They had to do that anyway.
I don't know. I would think that would be doctor-patient confidentiality.
I thought that's what they had to do.
But okay. Really? Now, I'd be interested to know from somebody who is a mental health professional, what are the standard operating procedures? If somebody, if you're one of your patients, during a therapy session tells you, you know, doc, I've been thinking about suicide recently. That means you call the state on your client?
Well, hurting themselves is one thing, and if you don't feel like there's anything you can do about it after the session, right? Like, I don't think you pick up the phone immediately when they say something like that. You attempt to talk them out of it. If you have stabilized the individual, then you forget about it or, you know, whatever. Whatever it is you decide
to do. But if you say, I'm thinking about hurting a loved one or something like that,
then it's going to be a real problem. Yeah.
I think there's definitely some escalation there. I'm not sure of what it is. I wish I did. I worked transporting psychiatric patients for 3 years, so you would think that I would know. But
well, yeah, I'm curious about that. What were the rules in New York and or everywhere? What's the industry standard, if there is one, or are they all just ruled by whatever the state laws have to say? Law enforcement would then be authorized to confiscate any firearm owned by a dangerous, so-called dangerous patient, and therapists would not be sanctioned for a failure to report those patients if they acted in good faith. The governor of New York State, Mr. Cuomo, told reporters, people who have mental health issues should not have guns. They could hurt themselves. They could hurt other people. But they could do the same thing if they just stole some guns from somebody else.
Yeah, this is a tough one to dance around, I feel like, because, you know, if somebody has a mental problem and there is a risk of them hurting themselves or somebody else, I want to help that person. And if that means that I can, you know, remove a gun from them until I know that they're better, I want to do that. Of course, really, so it's a very difficult thing to dance around, because I understand that there's a difference between me doing that and the government doing it, because I know that the government is likely going to screw it up and make it a lot worse for the person.
Right. And, you know, I mean, if somebody was, really in bad shape, mentally ill back in the day before they had laws against people who are mentally ill possessing guns, they wouldn't be able to possess a gun because they would have been institutionalized.
Right.
Now, institutionalization is out of vogue, and you're So you basically have people that are, you know, very mentally ill, especially if they're not on their medication. And how do you deal with those people? How do you not allow them to have guns? Because this is a difficult situation. When you can allow one person, when you can take the, take away the right to keep and bear arms from one person, you can take it away from all 300 million of us.
Well, there's no reason why you know, people like us couldn't be categorized as crazy. I mean, it's crazy to disobey the
Soviet
state.
Soviet Union did this all the time. Yeah. The Soviet Union would classify any
enemies
dissident
of the state.
As you know, enemy but, of the state as mentally ill.
Yep.
And you're right about, you know, that in the past, a lot, it may have been that more people were institutionalized. The institutions have changed. Where I used to work was called a partial hospital program. So this was an in-between, all right, you could be in an institution all the time, a hospital or something, 24 hours a day, or you could be at home and seeing a therapist a couple times a week. This was the in-between for that. This was where they would live at home, the patient would live at home, but they would do group therapy like 5 days a week, and it would be all day, like a work day of group therapy. So, and that was called partial hospital program. So it's a different step that at one point did not exist.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, things do change, but those people ran a spectrum. Some of them were on their way out of the partial hospital program to being more independent. Some of them were in the other direction where they would snap and then they would be in the hospital.
Like in the crazy ward.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had a woman, you know, at least one time, you know, or a patient, you know, blow up and, you know, not literally blow up, but, you know, went basically nuts and had to be brought to the hospital.
Now, according to the story, they interviewed Dr. Paul Applebaum, who's the director of the Division of Law, Ethics, and Psychiatry at Columbia University College of Physicians and Surgeons. So, you know, in case nobody else knows more about what the standard is for therapy and what people say during therapy, he says that the requirement to snitch out a patient, quote, represents a major change in the presumption of confidentiality that has been inherent in mental health treatment.
Hmm.
He says
he would know better than I. That was my understanding of the situation, though.
I wonder if it's different in different states or how that plays out. He says the prospect of being reported to local authorities, even if they do not have weapons, may be enough to discourage patients with suicidal or homicidal thoughts from seeking treatment or from being honest about their impulses.
Yeah, this is where it really becomes a problem with that, that the state gets involved. I err on the side of the professional being the therapist. They know what's best for the patient. As soon as you're putting this standard of, okay, if the, your patient says this specific thing, you have to report that to the group of men with guns. Now, they're going to come. I'm guessing that's going to make things a lot worse for the patient, and that doesn't sound like a good thing for the patient. It sounds like a bad thing because the cops are going to come in, and that can't end well. I'd rather err on the side of let the therapist work it out. If the therapist feels they need to call the police, then do that. But instituting a black and white law that says you have to at this point does not sound like a good idea to me.
Well, the problem is when you leave it in the therapist's hands and somebody's going to sue the therapist and says, you know, the therapist, you know, they don't want to violate the patient, you know, the what is it?
Confidentiality agreement.
Right, the confidentiality agreement, because then they could be sued. You know, they jump the gun in that way. Or if they don't do it, then they can be sued the other direction. Is why, my God, what are you talking about? You didn't tell somebody? I didn't think I was supposed to.
Yeah, that's a tricky world to live in for
sure. Tough.
The legislation also bans magazines that hold over 7 rounds of ammunition, but the current limit, or what was the current limit, was 10. So, I mean, it was already pretty severely restricted.
You can't shoot those last 3 people?
Exactly. Yeah.
I think that I was hearing that you shouldn't have as many. I guess when you go hunting in one of these states, you can't have more than 6 bullets in your gun.
Hmm.
So they were trying to limit it to that situation.
Boy, thank goodness someone was there to argue for that 7th bullet.
Yeah. Somebody got the 7th bullet.
The legislation would increase penalties for multiple crimes committed with guns, would require background checks for most private gun sales, and create a statewide gun registration database. Not good.
No.
Not good at all. And background checks for private gun sales. I like New Hampshire, where if I want to buy a gun from somebody, I just buy a gun from them, and that's it. Done deal.
That's how it should be.
Yeah, 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line, requiring private background checks or private sales means that those private sales are ripe for sting operations. More coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
If you have a cell phone mainly for security and convenience and hate paying for minutes you don't use, then let's talk about Consumer Cellular, the wireless service designed to save money for people who aren't joined at the hip to their cell phones. Our plans start at just $10 and save most people $20 to $30 every month. You don't have to prepay or sign a contract. We even send usage alerts so you can avoid getting charged for overages. And you can change plans anytime without penalties. It's easy to make the switch. When you pick a new phone, the shipping and activation are both free. And we're so sure you'll love our service, it comes with a 100% risk-free guarantee. If Consumer Cellular sounds like your style, get this. We're also the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-337-7121 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-337-7121. 1-800-337-7121.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, New York gun ban. Not sure exactly when it takes effect. I thought somebody told us earlier this week that it was pretty instantaneous, but they still have a certain period of time in order to get rid of guns that are no longer wanted due to them being restricted severely. So you've got a little bit. If you're in New York State, you do apparently have some time to comply, or else Who knows what they'll do?
Or maybe you have some time to get up and move to New Hampshire.
That, of course, is a fine option. And, of course, the more people that move to New Hampshire who care about freedom, and I know, you know, some people have issues that are more important than others,
yeah.
But the more people that love freedom for everybody, not just gun people, not just, you know, drug freedom people, but people who love freedom on all issues for everybody, those folks coming here can make a huge difference and already are making a huge difference. So definitely, it's definitely going to be, I think, a persuasive reason, Marcus, for people to give a second consideration and or push them off the fence about making the move to New Hampshire as these gun laws get worse. And if New York and California passing laws in the past is any indication of what's going to happen now, is likely they're going to take this legislation in other states and either pass the exact same legislation and basically, you know, tweak it a little bit according to whatever their local laws are and, you know, use it as boilerplate and or crank it up, you know, make it see if we can one up whatever the next state's going to be. Try sure. to one up New York and, well, we're going to be the most restrictive state.
Getting
now.
Rid of guns is safer, so let's just be a little safer than New York.
Right. And I don't welcome all gun enthusiasts. I just welcome the liberty enthusiasts.
Exactly.
So, you know, just because someone's a gun enthusiast does not mean that they're in favor of liberty.
Absolutely true.
And there's another provision to this law that probably doesn't seem like much to people when it's read, but I think it's an important distinction.
Okay.
It says here, this is from therightperspective.org. It's a different article than what you've got. It says it requires gun owners to keep weapons inaccessible in homes where a resident has been involuntarily committed.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's at any point. So if you've got a, you know, a person who's been involuntarily committed in your house, you are now responsible for securing your gun, or somebody convicted of a crime or is the subject of an order of protection.
I've been involuntarily committed before.
Yep, there you go.
Sometimes people just break.
Yeah.
So, but the fact is that a convicted felon, I'm not allowed to be in what they call active possession of a weapon. What that means is I'm not allowed to be closer to a firearm than somebody else is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the rule. I'm not allowed to be closer than they are. And that would include, say, my wife's firearm, which makes her having a firearm just about impossible. Because, you know, you can't have it out, so if you put it in some kind of safe, I hear there's quick access safes, and that's kind of cool. But
my dad used to have one of those where basically the way his worked was you would put your hands into this, it was kind of like, imagine like a rack-mounted computer case.
Yeah.
You would put your hands into the sides of the case, basically, and there would be buttons in there that you would then actuate with your fingers, and you would know, you know, there'd be four on each side, so you would know which combination of buttons to press to open the case up.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Well, that makes some sense.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with these things. But basically, now, instead of me being in trouble when I'm in active possession of a weapon, now
she's
in trouble, too.
Mm.
They can take the whole family down to the jail. I don't know what they do with my 4-year-old in this circumstance, but I'm going to guess that it's not good.
No.
I'm going to guess it's really, really bad. I'm going to guess it's going to scar him for life. Just people who have guns. Just somebody who has a gun. I mean, the gun hasn't done anything. It hasn't hurt anybody. The people haven't hurt anybody. Just the very possession.
Let's go to the phones. Jeff's on the line. You can bring up whatever you want. And maybe there's something else we're missing about this gun legislation. Feel free to share that with us. But what's on your mind tonight, Jeff? You're in California.
Yeah, I usually listen to you guys on the podcast the night before, so whenever I call, I'm kind of jumping into stuff I'm not really sure about, but I was calling about how I was reading a little bit more about 3D printing, I think about like 20 minutes before I called you guys.
Okay.
And I just was tossing it back and forth in my mind. The way some people talk about it, 3D printing technology is like this, you know, this thing that will suddenly allow technology to eclipse government, and there'll be nothing they can do about it. And this will be, you know, we can print guns, we can print magazines, we can print drugs, I guess. You know, and but
I don't know about that.
Could you talk directly into your phone?
I can turn them up a little bit.
Yeah. Well, he was talking into it earlier.
Yeah. So I think, you know, I've heard people talking about all sorts of things beyond just, you know, static objects that you can print with it. But right now, the important stuff is like guns. On the other hand, won't government simply just use the guys with the badges and the guns to regulate and prohibit up the wazoo anything that might be a 3D printer? And that sounds very much like what they might do. You know, we might just have 3D printing prohibition, which would be terrible. But then the third thing I saw was, hold on just a second.
As I understand, a 3D printing technology, it seems unlikely to me that the government, I mean, look, cars kill more people, like, 10 times, 20 times, 50 times more people than guns do. They don't prohibit those because they're useful and people want them.
Actually, I think what would be more logical for them to do is something that, very similar to what they have done with scanners. Okay, so you could buy a scanner and have some Photoshop on your computer, and you could try to scan some dollar bills so that you could print them out and basically
$400
bills. Yeah, make your own money, right? Counterfeit. But the software will not allow you to do that. It recognizes that you are scanning money, and then it prevents you from doing it. Mm. With the software in the 3D printers, there would be laws, and the government would get in there to basically make it so that you wouldn't be able to program it to print a gun. It would recognize the gun.
And there's going to be hacks.
How could you do that? Because, you know, a magazine, isn't it just, it's basically like a box with a hole in the top that you can insert springs in the bottom. It's got to be one of the more simple objects out there.
There's no way they can control what people are going to be able to 3D print. I don't think that's going to be possible. They're going to be people to crack that and get around it, no problem.
Well, I would think that the reason is that there's significantly more people in this world that think it's a good idea for humans to possess tools to protect themselves than it is people that think that it's a good idea for humans to counterfeit Federal Reserve notes. Like, there's just not nearly as many people willing to, you know, crack the code. Is what my guess would be.
My guess.
And spread it.
Well, and I've also heard that 3D, they're now developing self-replicating 3D printers as well. So I actually was just looking at a open source project that had, you know, of course you can't replicate the metal parts, but so much of computers are plastic these days. So I'm getting very excited about that idea, but I'm not willing to suddenly, you know, place all my faith in it, and I'm very distressed now.
What would matter if you did?
What would matter if I did? I don't know. Just getting my hopes dashed, I suppose.
Oh, okay. So it's disappointment you're concerned about?
Well, I don't own any guns, and I don't have a. It would be nice to own one, I suppose. I don't feel a great drive to own one, but my wife won't let me have one.
So. The authority.
Jeff, hey, now those are voluntary agreements.
Hey, Jeff, I don't know if you had more. If you do, stick with us. We can bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. Your thoughts on the gun ban, certainly welcome.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now. 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453 is the toll-free number. You can bring up whatever you want, whether you want to talk about the gun ban or technology or how it is that the technology is going to get around the gun ban with the advent of 3D printers becoming more popular and therefore more affordable. There are already people who are printing out their own magazines, so that'll be the easy way around the magazine restrictions, which New York State now restricting people's magazines to no more than 7 shots. So more about your thoughts on all these things. 855-453 with you in the studio tonight. It is Ian.
Marcus.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com, and there's all kinds of features that you can enjoy on the site, including news updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, you'll know it via email, Twitter, Facebook, whatever your preference. All of it's free. So go to news.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever wanted to take a complaint to court, but you didn't want to spend the money on an attorney? HowToWinInCourt.com is the solution. It's a course for people who don't have an attorney. It teaches you how to use the court's rules. And unless you know the court's rules, you're not going to win in court. If you don't know how to play baseball, you're not going to win if you go out and play on a baseball diamond with people who do know how to play baseball. So if you don't know the court's rules, you're not going to win in court. HowToWinInCourt.com will teach you those rules. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. And as a matter of fact, I've been taking the course, and it's aimed at not even winning in court, but before you get there. There's the flurry of motions and that kind of thing. You need to know how to make motions, how to answer those motions. You do it right, you never have to get to court in the first place. HowToWinInCourt.com is written so that the average, well, you know, written, it's made so that the average eighth grader can learn it over the weekend. It's a bunch of videos. It's really easy to understand. They're broken up into digestible segments so that you can, you know, go back and watch them. You know, it's very easy to use. It's a brand new website. It's full of all kinds of free tools. Like I said, it's easy to use. You can go there, use the free tools, buy the course. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney. It's howtowinincourt.com. When you go to howtowinincourt.com and you buy the course, make sure to use the pull-down menu and mention Free Talk Live as you're checking out. And if you call on the line, make sure to mention Free Talk Live. It's howtowinincourt.com.
Let's continue with Jeff, listening in California. You're back on with Free Talk Live. Jeff, go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, yeah, and just related to the issue of technology liberating us, it's kind of unrelated halfway. The hope I have for technology, 3D printing and technology liberating weaponry and guns and self-protection, kind of like what I did at home with freeing my TV from the tyranny of IP law. I know everybody's familiar with stuff like, you know, BitTorrenting and, you know, file sharing and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It took a lot of research and sort of, you know, hobbyist sort of activity on my part. And there are other ways of doing it, but, you know, a while back I had purchased myself an Apple TV 2 on a Lark. And then I heard about jailbreaking, and the same software on an Apple TV 2, an Apple TV is the same kind of software that's on iPhones and iPods. You can jailbreak it.
Mm-hmm.
So I jailbreak it, and I discovered there's actually a neat little program you can put on your TV. It's called Xbox Media Center, and it's open source software. And I now have it set up so that I basically don't have cable anymore. I have cable. I don't watch it. I kind of.
So there's a way, just to make sure I'm clear on this, there's a way to jailbreak the Apple TV product and install Microsoft Xbox software on it?
It's actually not Microsoft. It's called Xbox Media Center. It's a completely open source project.
But it's why do they call it the Xbox?
Because it was originally designed for the Xbox. So
they've ported it. They've ported over Microsoft software, and it's now running on the Apple platform. That's pretty funny.
I don't think it's even Microsoft software. It was designed by hobbyists who found a way to inject this software onto the Xbox hardware, and now they've modded it, so now you can install it on PC.
Oh, I see. Okay.
On Apple TVs.
So this is software that is used on cracked systems worldwide, so you can crack the Xbox and install it there and crack the Apple and install it there.
And here's the thing. The thing I like about it is that, you know, beforehand I've been downloading movies and downloading songs, and, you know, there's always that worry in the back of your head that somebody might watch what you're doing. And I've done enough research now, found out enough that I have no concerns. I happily stream. You know, I watched Total Recall two nights ago. I watched the new Sam Raimi movie last night with my wife. And I do this kind of stuff all the time. I stream it, you know, and it takes a little more work, a little more patience.
When is the last time you purchased a movie?
Probably, I don't remember when. It's got to be over a decade.
Would you describe yourself as a? I mean, would you describe yourself as a mooch, like a digital mooch? Because I mean, I feel like, you know, if people don't look. I got no problem. I'm not saying you should get in trouble for what you're doing. Everybody does it to some extent. But don't you think you should buy something you like every now and then, just so, you know, they stay in business?
I've gone to movies. Okay. Well, let's be fair. I go to movies, and
okay.
I think there's something about the movie experience that
Got it. So
you can't get it home, and so I guess I have bought movies.
Okay, that's a fair answer then.
But I don't do it that often, and the fact is, you know, and I spend money on Netflix, you know, because obviously there is a convenience factor that you simply can't get. You know, I do. It takes a little more time to find the stuff I want.
Yeah.
But I lose something when I do my homebrewed system with XDMC, but. I struggled with it at first. I sort of was like worrying about the moral implications, and then I watched my behavior, and it's not like I don't consume media and pay for it. I just, you know, there's the trade-off between convenience and I noticed, for example, what you guys did with Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you guys, you can watch it on YouTube. You know, you want to watch it, go ahead. However, if you want the extras, if you want the little bells and whistles, if you want the
what is it, the Carols, some other stuff. You guys have advertised it pretty well. And you could buy the DVD, and that's totally fair.
Right. Well, you could go and collect most all the extras yourself. They're all on, almost all of them are on YouTube. There's one or two videos that YouTube has banned. But, yeah, it would take you time. You'd have to go around and get them. So.
Yeah, that's what is really great about businesses and people that endeavor to deliver content. Not necessarily the content creator, but the people delivering it. They provide a service, like he's paying for Netflix. I do the same thing. I have a Netflix subscription. It's for the convenience that they put it all there and make it easy to use, like Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. You know, I can buy the DVD, and then I get all these extras. They're all in one place. I can have the physical product. It's kind of fun as well.
And it's still easier to share a DVD with somebody than to, I don't know what, copy a humongous file to a flash drive and then have to hand that to somebody. I mean, it's easier to just hand somebody a DVD.
Yeah.
So there's still some advantages to the old media. Jeff, I thank you for the call. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Nope, that's about it. Thank you very much, guys.
Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, yeah, I mean, whether you want to talk about the gun ban or your thoughts on intellectual property, we can go anywhere.
You know, I'd like to touch a little bit more on intellectual property. Please. Because I'm an artist, so I create music and I also...
BrainlessTales.com.
Right, that's my webcomic. So I do a comic every day. And... I give it out for free. You know, doesn't cost anything to go to BrainlessTales.com and look at it. And
2,000 plus comics.
Yep,
are there?
Over 2,000 comics.
That's
and
huge.
And I don't believe in an intellectual property, but I do believe that people should act appropriately and kindly towards each other and with respect. And so I've had instances where people have. There's one guy who took one of my images, downloaded it, he turned it into a shirt, and he sells it in Australia, and I have nothing to do with it. It's my design selling on a shirt. He's selling it for $10. I can't sell a shirt for $10. There's another guy who...
Meaning you have to sell him for more?
Yeah, I can't sell a shirt for $10. So I've never done anything about it.
And what could you do about it?
Do you have a donate link on your website?
Well, I have a Bitcoin address for a donation, but I could do something about it. There's a competitor of his emails me and asks me to please contact the authorities to get him to remove it from his store.
You should just email the guy your PayPal address and say, hey, you should throw me a few bucks for my design.
It would be interesting to see what he would say to that.
It would be.
Yeah, 855-450-FREE. You're welcome to share your intellectual property experience. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live 855-450-FREE, intellectual property. We've gone from guns into that, and we'll go wherever it is you want to go. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that are waiting for you there. If you enjoy this program and would like to help support Free Talk Live, go ahead and join the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And you can send us $5 a month through any major credit card via PayPal. You can also use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. In addition, like Marcus on his website, BrainlessTales.com, you can throw some money into the Bitcoin tip jar. And, of course, we'll use that to help Free Talk Live as well. But technically, we haven't done Bitcoin for AMP at this point. Maybe at some point in the future, that'll be a possibility. But right now, the AMP program's main goal is to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations. And in order to do that, we have to spend Federal Reserve notes. Unfortunately, most of the people in the radio business want to get paid with Federal Reserve notes. They haven't seen the vision for Bitcoins thus far. So when we're paying our bills for, you know, like advertising in Talkers Magazine or, you know, what is now Talkers.com, which is a great way to reach out to industry folks, or we're also on Radio Info, which is another. These are companies that do daily email updates where they're sending out industry news to program directors and people like that. Free Talk Live is advertising in these locations, and that costs FRNs. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can become a Free Talk Live amplifier there, and it makes a huge difference for us when you do that. So thank you for that. You get perks too, like access to the amp only call-in lines, amp-only podcasts, forum, and more. So once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. And since our last caller mentioned it, it's a good time to mention to you that Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree is going to be available on DVD in director's cut form in less than a week. In fact, Tuesday the 22nd is the street date. I've yet to confirm
where on the street it will be available, but we know it's available on Amazon.
It's going to be a guy with a long coat on.
You know what? I'd be happy about that, though. Like, it would be awesome if somebody on this, you know, New York City or Hong Kong or wherever was selling copies of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. I don't know if my DVD distributor would be happy about that, but it wouldn't bother me because I want people to see the movie, which is why we released it for free online on YouTube and Torrent back in July of last year. But this is the first time it's ever going to be available in physical form, unless somebody had taken the file and burned their own DVD. But then you don't get the commentary tracks with Derek J. There's a solo commentary track where Derek sits, watches his own movie, and talks, you know, kind of gets you inside how his mind was thinking, what was going on behind the scenes.
I'm looking forward to hearing that commentary track.
It's excellent.
I'm sure it is.
Derek's an entertaining character, you know, on screen, and also he's always got interesting things to say when he's behind a microphone. Plus, there's a bonus commentary track with Derek J., myself, and Bo Davis, who is the editor of the film. So we all sat and watched the movie and recorded that. There's a 30-minute Q&A session from the premiere of the movie.
Right. It was included in a movie theater. You guys had a premiere in a movie theater. That was very exciting. I got to be there for that, and I really enjoyed it.
And we're actually going to be doing another premiere at the Liberty Forum. So we've been telling you about the Liberty Forum. This is something that hasn't been announced on any of the Liberty Forum website yet, but it will be at some point on the schedule. You'll be able to see the director's cut premiere. So, Marcus, you saw the premiere of the YouTube version, I guess you could call it the original cut of the film. The director's cut has an all-new soundtrack, and there's some footage in the director's cut that was not included in the original version of the film. There's some footage that has been upgraded, like Bo found better footage and replaced some of the lesser quality footage in the original version. So that will be premiering at the Liberty Forum, and I believe it's going to be Friday night. So right after Free Talk Live, you'll be able to go into this kind of amphitheater room where it's sort of, there's like rows of seats, you know, baseball stadium style. And
yeah, that'll be really exciting. One of the greatest, another great part of being at the Liberty Forum is you get to watch Free Talk live, you know, person. It's very exciting. My first time I went to Liberty Forum, it was exciting to see Ian and Mark. Hey, here they are in the flesh.
Now it's not very exciting.
No, so, yeah, but it's still exciting though at Liberty Forum to see you guys because it's all Free Talk Live fans hanging out around you guys.
Yes. That's the thing is, you know, obviously we're doing the show, but then there's dozens and dozens of people just kind of, you know, sitting out in the back.
And most of them aren't paying any attention to us. It's great. It's great.
Well, everybody's enjoying each other's company, and they're sharing that, hey, we're all Free Talk Live fans, you know.
Well, it's an opportunity for folks that maybe don't live in New Hampshire or don't live on this side of the state to talk to people about the issues that we're discussing on the air. Because, you know, listening to Free Talk Live is largely a singular experience for people, not a group experience. So this can, you know, takes it to a different level.
So I wanted to let you know you can go to order.victimlesscrimesfree.com, place your pre-order at Amazon for the director's cut DVD, loaded full of footage, 7+ hours of bonus content on there that you know is all of the activism videos that were recorded in that time frame that the movie covers, about a year-long time frame, and it's just a really comprehensive disc. And it's $8.99 pre-order price, which qualifies you for free Super Saver shipping if you get, you know, if you have $25 worth of most products that are brand new in your shopping cart, they'll give you free Super Saver shipping, which means that the product's being fulfilled by Amazon. So that's kind of cool. It's kind of cool to know that Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree is sitting on a shelf somewhere at the Amazon warehouse just waiting to be released. Yeah. So order.victimlesscrimespree.com. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've been talking about intellectual property and people's habits about, you know, using intellectual property. Last guy that we had on the phone said he couldn't remember the last time he bought a DVD in the last decade. And we, you know, after pressing him a little bit further, he admitted that he does like to go to the theater. So he still
watches Netflix.
And he watches Netflix. So he's still putting some money into the system, which I think is important because, you know, you don't want to leave producers high and dry and and, you know, have them decide, well, we didn't make enough money on this endeavor. Screw it. We're out of business.
And people want to view what they want to view in different ways. For instance, I rented on, Blu-ray the new Avengers movie that, came out last year or something like that. And I watched it three times through in the 7 days I had it.
Wow.
It had different versions on it, so I watched it through three different times.
Did you wear, a costume when you watched it and kind of jump around from the chair to the couch?
That would be bad for both the chair and the couch. Every once in a while when I watch some movie that has a sword in it, though, I'll bring out mine and just kind of, over the loft or move it around.
You mean your Nerf sword? Because you wouldn't legally be able to have a sword. Right?
That, well, I mean, there's... whatever. I am allowed to legally have a sword.
Okay, that's good to know.
I can legally have a sword. I cannot legally have a knife. I can't have a sword cane.
Well, but you can have a straight-up samurai sword, just sharpened.
Sorry, sword isn't in the law.
That's amazing. Well, that's a good thing to have, then.
Especially during the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, so there you go. I can have a sword. I can't have a sword cane. I can't have a slung shot. Do you know what a slung shot is?
You've told me once before, but I don't recall.
It's the stupidest thing in the world. Billies. Now, they don't define what a slung shot or a billies are in the law. I went and looked.
Yeah.
But, and so, therefore, these can be anything. But a slung shot is a weight at the end of about 18 inches of rope.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know
like a male? Without the spikes?
A flail.
Yeah, a flail.
Okay. Flail. Mail is what you wear. You flail mail with your flail.
I knew there was a reason I had you around.
Right. So, and a billies is just a stick, right? Like a billy club.
Yeah.
But what is, if it isn't defined as precisely, does a billies have to be black? Does it have to be machined? Does it have to have a handle? How long is a billy club?
We'll know it when we see it, son.
Right. That's what it is. This isn't a joke. This is a Class B felony, punishable by up to 7 years in prison.
I thought a billy club was where goats go to have a good time.
Right. Precisely what it is. So, and it also in this law, it says a deadly weapon. So then you have to go find out what a deadly weapon is. A deadly weapon is defined specifically as a knife, and then it has a couple of other things in it. But it doesn't define a knife. So a knife is just
a
knife.
Could a sword be a knife?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But
probably not.
Could a plastic picnic knife be a knife?
Well, it's called a knife.
Yeah, I would think so.
That's what I'm thinking. So when I went and did my, went to testify against this law at the State House, and somebody handed me a plastic picnic knife, one of the legislators, in front of six, maybe it was five, chiefs of police, New Hampshire chiefs of police, and I committed a Class B felony in front of everybody at the Criminal Justice Committee.
Is there a video of that?
No.
Because that sounds so epic. I mean, I'm so proud of you when I heard you talk about that.
But
I mean, it's
so
civil disobedience.
It's a plastic picnic knife, and it was handed. I didn't do it on purpose. The legislator handed it to me.
Oh, really? Right. It was an accident that you just picked up a
this stinking
deadly
Democrat
plastic?
That voted against me because I was a free stater. He didn't vote for the law because it made it sense. He voted against it because I'm a free stater.
And he's handing you a plastic picnic knife in violation of. Is he then violating the law too by handing it to you?
I don't think so.
855-453. SACL CAI toll-free line. More coming up.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
Quantum Bible. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.